USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of the teen charged in the Oxford High School shooting, were located and arrested early Saturday in Detroit after a citizen saw their vehicle and called police. Detroit Police Chief James White.
Our officers responded in a matter of minutes. When they got here, they set up a perimeter, did surveillance. We notified and activated our Metro Division, our special response team. They came out, and they were able to take the fugitives into custody.
A volcano erupted on the Indonesian island of Java on Saturday, reportedly obscuring the sun with a massive cloud of ash and sending locals into a panic. The author of the footage is heard shouting in face of this truly apocalyptic sight. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.
Fox's Peter Doocy asked the president if he was okay Friday.
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test.
Later, Doocy pressed White House spokesperson Jen Psaki if he shouldn't be following his own advice and staying home from work if he is sick, or if the rules are different for him.
I can assure you that the president follows every protocol. He wants to keep everyone safe in the White House, and that's why, obviously, we consult with the doctor.
New York City religious and private school workers must get a dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by December 20th or face termination. Mayor Bill de Blasio, a Democrat, announced the new mandate this week. It's an extension of an order that applied to all public school employees. Mayor-elect Eric Adams, a Democrat, has signaled he plans to not only keep de Blasio's mandates in place, but add a new one that would require all school students to get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Biden administration is involving itself in the Ukraine-Russian affair.
President Joe Biden says his national security team is crafting a series of comprehensive initiatives aimed at discouraging Russia from invading Ukraine. As it's amassed tens of thousands of troops at the border, the president, though, spoke with reporters about it at the White House on Friday.
I've been in constant contact with our allies in Europe.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken warning Russia of, quote, severe consequences if it does initiate military action against Ukraine. Blinken meeting with his Russian counterpart in Sweden a few days ago. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The current indoor mask mandate is a temporary rule and is set to expire in February. So Oregon health leaders want to be able to switch to a permanent rule before then. The permanent rule can still be ended once the COVID-19 pandemic recedes to a safe level, but it can remain in place indefinitely in the meantime and won't expire prematurely while case numbers are still dangerously high. Some of the industry representatives on the call expressed concern about businesses' ability to continue to enforce the mask mandate for their customers, particularly now that many other states have relaxed their mandates. Getting people to comply is getting harder, said Paloma Sparks from the Oregon Business and Industry Association. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.